Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The DH, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rick Reichard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wayne Simpson. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeter moves to third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Reichard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeter tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Joe Horner now pitching. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman bunts towards the mound. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. Dent moves to second. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dent scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jeter moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa bunts towards first. Hairston fields the ball and throws to caught covering. Safe. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bebakwa moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bebakwa scores. Reichardt moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. Schall moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Steve Stone now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Patek. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bebakwa strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to third. Reichardt moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Sharp. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Reichardt scores. Schall goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Royals. Rich Gossage now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 0 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall juggles the ball. That's an error on Schall. Brinkman moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. May moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Bill Sharp. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bevacqua hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reichardt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Schall. Leon moves to second. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jeter strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bird, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek bunts towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to second. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkpatrick. The throw from Brinkman and he is out, Melton applying the tag. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Orta hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wolford for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bevacqua takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brinkman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing right field. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jeter hits a pop-up towards first. Bevacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Downing and he is out, Leon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Taylor now catching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Babacua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fran Healy pinch runs for Carl Taylor. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White bunts towards first. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first, with Orta covering, for the out. Healy moves to second. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis is walked intentionally. Ken Freleng now pitching. John Mayberry pinch hits for Kurt Babacua. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first, with Freleng covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Mayberry now playing first base. Fran Healy now catching. Dick Drago now pitching. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Cy Acosta now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schall strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McRae now playing right field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Hairston bunts, foul, in back of the plate. Healy races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the first, and Kelly is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek strikes out. Downing drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Patek out. One out. Steve Hobley pinch hits for Fran Healy. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hobley moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hobley now playing center field. Ed Kirkpatrick now catching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Leon bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leon for the out. Bradford moves to second. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jeter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hobley. Jeter reaches second base with a double. Bradford scores. It's 6-to-5, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shaw is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.